W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Supreme Court arguments on the move by Colorado to remove former President Trump from the primary ballot under Section 3 of the Constitution's 14th Amendment. Trump attorney Jonathan Mitchell.
If a state banned even an admitted insurrectionist from the ballot, it would be adding to and altering the Constitution's qualifications for office. Because under Section 3, the candidate need only qualify during the time the candidate holds the office to which he's been elected.
Jason Murray, the attorney representing Colorado on what Trump has argued.
He says Section 3 disqualifies all oath-breaking insurrectionists except a former president who never before held other state or federal office. There is no possible rationale for such an exemption, and the court should reject the claim that the framers made an extraordinary mistake.
Separately, Trump is appealing a similar move by Maine to pull him from that state's ballot. CBS News Special Report. I'm Steve Kathan.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden and Donald Trump are tied in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette University Law School poll at 49% each. In a five-way race, third-party and independent candidates get 22%.
I think it reflects the broad dissatisfaction with both Trump and Biden as the matchup. And so people unhappy with that are expressing it by saying at this point they'd vote third party.
Poll director Charles Franklin on the Devil's Advocate Show. The Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling says it expects more calls for help with the Super Bowl coming up Sunday. Executive Director Rose Blazinski says today's increased accessibility to sports betting means more people are in danger of developing a gambling addiction. Anyone who thinks they need help is urged to contact the council. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Kenosha County Jail roster still lists a Racine County Sheriff's Office deputy as an inmate. Formal charges haven't been filed, but the inmate listing online has 37-year-old Preston Kite as in custody, booked Monday morning. That website lists recommended charges. Among those are misconduct in office and lewd behavior. Kite was featured in news stories late last year, highlighting that he's the only Racine County Sheriff's deputy proficient in American Sign Language. Michael Bell Sr., whose son was shot and killed by Kenosha police in 2004, has said that if the city gives him the bullet from the shooting, he'll double his donation to an area charity. Bell thinks that bullet will reveal important details about his son's death. Bell's request to get the bullet released was denied by a judge, and the city has declined to do so. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Wisconsin loses at Michigan. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers losing 72-68 to a struggling Michigan Wolverine program. They were able to snap a five-game losing streak. The Badgers head to Rutgers Saturday. Number 7th-ranked Marquette getting ready to host St. John's on Saturday. The Golden Eagles have now won 6 in a row. Baseball. The Brewers adding players after trading pitcher Corbin Burns to the Orioles. They've signed Jacob Junis from the Giants to a one-year deal. And they've also added catcher Gary Sanchez from the Padres to a one-year contract worth $7 million. NFL, the Chiefs getting ready for the Super Bowl, but since Las Vegas is the host city, they have to borrow the facilities of their rival, the Raiders. Andy Reid says everything is just fine.
It's great conditions to prepare for this game. I think our guys have been focused in up to this point, the facilities are great.
That's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We've got it all today. Unseasonable warmth as highs soar to near 50, thanks to strong winds gusting out of the south up to 35 miles per hour. We'll see pockets of sunshine, cloudy skies, scattered showers, and even a chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon and into the evening. Currently, it's 48.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Slecker.
And this is Dr. Johnny Lupinacci.
Tune in this week to Busted Pencils every weekday at 7 p.m.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport. News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. We are delighted to have you along today. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the surgeon of sound, Calvin is on the board coming to you from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can call, you can text, you can always join us at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream that you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Elon ruined. You can leave a comment there as well. Joining us, as she does every Thursday at this time, Dr. Kristen Lierley for a public service announcement. Tell everyone who is not watching the stream what your red hat says.
Well, I've been getting updates from the Supreme Court and how it doesn't seem that the justices are buying into Donald Trump's claim of immunity based on their, you know, reactions and questions. And so I felt inspired to wear my red hat that says, make vulvas great again.
I'd like to state for the record, I never thought they stopped being great.
That's very nice of you, Greg. We would agree with you.
Once again, I'm a feminist.
And you know, there's no better place to wear this hat because this is a place where we talk about health and some of those really sensitive topics that are problems and personal problems that you may not feel comfortable talking about. You may not even feel comfortable bringing up with your doctor, but you can ask us here because we will talk about these things. And this hat, Make Vulvas Great Again, is actually something that we got when I worked in Minnesota at a large hospital. We had a vulvar clinic, a clinic that was specifically dedicated to treating diseases of the vulva.
Oh, wow.
Which is like that area on your bottom. And it was, there are lots of things that can happen to your vulva. Women just know that they feel uncomfortable, but you know, like what's going on with my bottom? So there are, these things can be diagnosed, they can be treated, but first you have to make it to the doctor to get that diagnosis so that we can help you. So we're bringing attention to the vulva today with this hat.
We are pro vulva here at Matt Nair on Air.
Yes, we are.
Greg was never not pro-vulva.
Ever. Quite seriously, and we mean this very much, no matter what question you might have, if you have a medical question, 844-967-2789. You can call, you can text. If you're not comfortable doing that, you can shoot us an email at mattnaironair, all one word, M-A-T-E-N-A-E-R, mattnaironair@civicmedia.us. I did want to start off with this, Dr. Lierley, because we got this last week. Unfortunately, we didn't get it around to it until before the end of the segment. But it was about white coat syndrome. And Wes from Middleton, listening on WRCE, says, I've been an ICU trauma nurse the better part of a decade, but I still get high strung when I go to the doctor. I fear no white coat at work. And yet, for some reason, my doctor's office makes me so antsy, my blood pressure ticks up 30 to 40 points. This is a real thing.
It is a real thing.
My mother had it.
Yeah. Well, and you have to think, if you going to the doctor makes you that stressed out that your blood pressure goes up like that, what else in your life happens that makes your blood pressure go up like that? How often is your blood pressure actually like that? Because you're not checking it all the time. You know, there are ways that we can continuously monitor your blood pressure, but they are pretty invasive and you usually have to be in an inpatient setting to do that. If you had a blood pressure cuff at home, that would really give you a much more accurate assessment of what is the big picture of what's happening with your blood pressure. If you're just chilling out, you know, getting some work done, you're relaxed, your blood pressure is normal most of the time, you're probably okay. But if things happen in your life, you have an argument with your partner, something stressful is happening in your world, and you take your blood pressure and you notice that it's elevated, this might mean that it's more than what we call white coat hypertension. You can't just write it off as something that only happens in those little isolated, you know, once a year when you go to the doctor. Hopefully you do go to the doctor at least once a year for your preventive care. But if you are having more blood pressure issues, that puts more stress on your heart and it makes it more likely that you could have a heart attack or a stroke. Now, importantly, February is Heart Month. And this is that month that it's really important for all of us to know heart disease is the number one killer of men and women. So if this is one thing that you can do, know what's going on with your blood pressure. Don't just dismiss it as white coat hypertension, white coat blood pressure problems, but really get a sense of what's going on with your blood pressure. That will give your heart a break. If you need to get on some sort of medication, if you need to cut sodium out of your diet, if you need to do some other sort of a lifestyle thing to make yourself healthier, to, you know, increase your longevity and your wellness for the rest of your life, then let's do it.
You're so right, Dr. Lyerly, and I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I will admit this. I shoved off my blood pressure problems for years. Years and years and years. My mother had high blood pressure. My sister has high blood pressure. This kind of runs in our family. I ignored it and shoved it off until about 2.5 years ago when I went in for my annual and she took my BP and she looked at me and she said, "Do we have your medical power of attorney on hand?"
Oh, wow. That's powerful.
And I was like, oh, my God, it's that bad that you are asking me who is going to take over when I'm dead. Yeah. So, and I started blood pressure pills. I take 2 pills. They're cost like $4 each a month. Blood pressure medication, for the most part, Dr. Lyerly, is relatively inexpensive, right?
It depends on the medication that you're on. Yeah. And there are lots of different types of blood pressure medication. There are lots of different things along the pathway, different ways that we can intervene. So even if you try something and you don't like it, it doesn't work for you for whatever reason, we can try something else. And importantly, you probably didn't know you had a blood pressure problem. You probably in the back of your head thought to yourself, maybe I do because I've got this whole family history, but I feel fine.
Yes.
And you'll probably feel fine even if you do have a blood pressure problem, but you'll feel fine until you don't, until it becomes a crisis, until your heart is tired and worn out and that muscle has been working so hard for so long. So this is one of those places where we can intervene early, get you on a medication or some lifestyle changes that can truly make a difference. And it's not a life sentence. It doesn't mean you have to be on a blood pressure medication. There are other things that we can do before we get to that point for many people.
Absolutely. It's exercise, right? It's quitting smoking. It's cutting down on alcohol intake. All of those things. If you are really anti-pill, and that was my thing. It's like, I don't take pills. I've never taken pills. I'd be a terrible junkie. I don't like to take pills.
but junkies get over it.
Right. But no, it really is crucially important. And ignoring it, you're not doing yourself, you're certainly not doing your loved ones any favors.
Mm-hmm. But it's hard.
It is hard.
We talked about this last week. We talked about how hard it is just to get to the doctor, because sometimes it's just nice to live in your little, you know, dome of ignorance where everything is fine until you go and find out that everything really isn't fine. And maybe you do need to take a pill, or maybe you do need to do something differently. It's that fear of the unknown and that not wanting to get there that prevents a lot of people from just going in and getting that screening done that can really make a difference in the long run.
Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us every Thursday at this time for public cervix announcement. You can always call or text if you have a question at 844-967-2789. Going back, though, Dr. Lierley, for folks who do have this white coat syndrome, you go to the doctor, your BP skyrockets. Is there any, I mean, do you meditate before you go into the doctor's office? What can you do to try and calm yourself down a little bit?
You can, but you know, again, what other things in your life make your blood pressure go up like that? You know that going to the doctor gets you all worked up because they take your blood pressure there. But what if you're in a stressful traffic environment? What if you have difficult interactions with your boss? What is your blood pressure then? And what are you going to do to keep your blood pressure in the normal range then? When your blood pressure gets above 160, that top number, which is the number that when your heart squeezes to squeeze that blood out of your heart into your arteries, that's the number that reflects. The bottom number reflects the filling number as your heart opens up and all the blood comes back in from your veins. So it's the systolic squeeze and the diastolic relaxation. If your numbers get above 160 over 110, you're in stroke territory. And it doesn't matter whether you're having white coat hypertension in your doctor's office or you're driving down the freeway. If you're stressed out and your blood pressure goes up like that, you are in danger.
That's terrifying.
I gotta go to the doctor.
Well, I'm gonna come and pay a house call to you, Greg, and bring my cuff.
And I'm not even kidding either. Like it's scaring me listening to you talk because my mother's side of the family, strokes, heart attacks. I am very overweight. I am very out of shape. I don't sleep right. I don't eat right. I don't treat myself with respect.
When is the last time you went to the doctor?
We'll get to that later.
Oh, look at him brushing us off.
No,
Dr.
I mean,
Lierley.
Trust me. I'll give you Bridget's phone number right now, and she will give you every excuse I've given her not to go to the doctor. And I'm now getting to the point, and with every year that creeps up, I get more and more scared that I'm going to be driving down the road or walking or sitting on the couch and I will be dead. I know that's very heavy.
I don't think you're alone.
And
Dr. Lierley, I don't think Greg is alone in avoiding the doctor. Papa Rico, even on our street yard, says some of us avoid stress so much so as to not even go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And I just, yeah, I know what I need to do. I know what I need to do. I've done it before.
We'll get there.
It's just, I'm so tired all the time.
Well, we're going to continue.
But I can't get there. I got to be there. Because that's what I keep telling myself. I'll get there. I'll do it. Next week, I'll go to the Y for 30 minutes. And that doesn't happen.
It's not that easy, though. And it's a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
Because if you're not sleeping well, that actually puts you at risk of having higher blood pressure and diabetes and heart issues, which then puts you at risk of not sleeping well. So it's all tied together, the mm-hmm. sleep, the eating, the movement, all of those things, the family history. Yes, I'm coming to Milwaukee. I'm coming to Milwaukee with my blood pressure cuff, and we're going to do a physical right in studio.
Okay, cool. Then nothing embarrassing about that
Dr.
for me.
Dr. Kristen Lierley is here. If you have a question, 844-967-2789. Cindy from Appleton, don't hang up. We will return. This is Matt Nair on air. Coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's a renewed effort underway to save historic buildings across Racine County. The nonprofit Preservation Racine is behind the mission.
We have a mission to identify and actively encourage the preservation of buildings, sites, and districts in the Racine County area.
Pippin Michelli with Preservation Racine. Michelli says the group is starting to list homes and businesses that deserve preservation consideration.
If we're not watchful, no one makes a decision about these things, and they get lost or ruined for new developments.
Preservation Racine is also looking to add more volunteers to support the effort. You can find more information, including meeting times, at preservationracine.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Just a reminder to download the Civic Media app. It is a wonderful app. And how much does it cost, Greg?
It's free 99.
It is free.
Free.
It is absolutely free. And you can listen all across the network to all of our stations all across Wisconsin. And if you have the app, you can call and text directly from the app, too, which is a pretty snappy feature, if you ask me. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here for our public service announcement. If you have a question, if you have a comment, 844-967-2789. Cindy from Appleton, thank you for your patience, Cindy, and thank you for listening and joining. What did you want to ask the doctor?
Hello. Well, first of all, I'd like to say I don't have white coat syndrome when it goes to the doctor. I have it when I go to the dentist because I'm always wondering, okay, with this cleaning, because I get my cleaning every 6 months, what are they going to find going on in my teeth now? Because, you know, it seems like root canals and bad teeth are becoming more prevalent as I get older. And I don't think people understand how important your overall health, your oral health is. So that's where I get the white coat syndrome, is at the dentist office.
I feel that, Cindy. I really do. Thank you so much for calling. And she's right. I think you develop more dental issues as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure. And oral health is connected to so heart. Many different aspects of your general health. Yeah.
Yep.
Your heart, for me, as a person who takes care of pregnant people, if you have bad oral health, you're at a higher risk of preterm delivery and other medical complications of your pregnancy. So it is really important. Cindy, I'm so glad that you go in every 6 months for your cleaning. I do too. And I find myself clenching my fists when I'm there and they're like in my mouth. And then I think to myself, this is level setting for me as a gynecologist to have this person like cleaning my mouth orifice, because when I am in someone else's orifice, it's not comfortable for them either. So it is. Yeah.
That was the greatest poem I've heard since weather poetry this morning.
It's like
you had to be there.
It's like a little doctor reset. Exactly, for you, though. That's really.
I have a friend who didn't go to the dentist for over 20 years, and for the past 2.5 years, he's been going fairly regularly with a plan with this dental team, and he's getting
their
cavities filled, teeth replaced. I mean, like major surgery, construction done, and they're so proud of him.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tom from Grafton is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Did you have a question for Dr. Lyerly?
Sure. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. I missed about the first 15 minutes of this important program, and I was wondering, I know you used to replay on Saturday afternoon, but I think that's over now, right? Because you've got...
We will have a podcast available for Best Of.
How do I do the podcast?
You just go to civicmedia.us, click where it says shows in the upper right-hand corner. You can download the episode on our show page, Matinair on Air, or you can go to wherever you get your podcast and you can subscribe to the show. And if you subscribe and get delivered, it will download every new episode for you. So you don't have to worry about that.
I've never done that in my life. I don't know how to do that, but,
Find a younger person. Calvin will send another resident young person and we'll help you get that figured out. We've only got a couple of minutes, Tom. What was your question for Dr. Lyerly?
Well, I wanted to say that I too am starting to deal with blood pressure, but also it's important to be able to breathe well. And I went to Advent about 6 years ago, and that helped. And I'm actually going back later this month to help you breathe. And I'm able to sleep more, about 4 to 6 hours at one sitting or one sleeping. And it's important to be able to sleep that time frame. I'd also like to say, too, with the teeth, I floss now every day. And it's good to be able to floss, because if you floss often, you don't bleed in your mouth, and then you're less likely to get disease through your mouth cavity, like the doctor was saying.
Yeah, it's one of those things we should all do, Tom, right? And we all go to our dental hygienist and we lie. Maybe that's just me. Oh, yes. I floss twice a day. Oh, of course I do. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Tom. Really appreciate it.
Do you know where I floss? I floss in the car.
Oh, I was like, what are you going to say? Of,
no, not like that. I floss my teeth in the car.
I like, honestly, like, I can't, like, I don't know what it is. Flossing for me is not that it doesn't work. I can do it, but only certain teeth. I use a water pick. Water picks for me are more comfortable.
Those are good too. Yeah.
And, you know, they just, I, if you don't have a water pick, get one in your life. I just want to let Andrew from Maine know, you texted a question. I don't think we have enough time to get to it, but I'm going to screenshot this and we can cover it next week.
Yep.
It's about availability of medical records. So Andrew, if you're listening next week, we'll get you covered.
And I did want to put this up as well. A comment from PJ on the live stream basically says your teeth are a direct line to your heart. So there really is a big correlation there between oral health and heart health.
Think about it. If your teeth aren't healthy and that bacteria is growing in your mouth and then you're swallowing and eating food and that food is going into your gut, you know, like it makes perfect sense that it affects your health.
Humans are gross.
Yes, thank you. It's the leakage and it's all the sputum and the look.
The leakage.
If you have a question for Dr. Lyerly, text it in at 844-967-2789 or send us an email. And again, Andrew from Maine, we will address that when we start out with Dr. Lyerly next Thursday when she returns for our next round of public cervix announcement. Love your hat. Make vulvas great again, Dr. Lyerly.
Bring us some.
And let us
bring
know.
Bring us some hats?
Bring us some hats and bring us some BP cuffs the next time you come to Waukesha.
House call to Waukesha.
House call to Waukesha. Sounds good.
I did tell Greg, though, that we could skip the hernia check and the prostate exam for now.
Then why? Why are we bothering them?
Then why even come?
Well, I mean, are you requesting that?
Yes, well, it's okay. The full service station here, I guess, you know, whatever.
All right. We'll work these details out off the air. Thank you, Dr. Lyerly. We will see you next week.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Coming up, we have news and entertainment minute from Pete Schwabba. When we return, we're talking all things sports with JS sports reporter J.R. Radcliffe.
You did it.
Thank you. That's all on the way. Stay here. This is Matt Nair on air coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Conversations and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Migrant farm workers in Wisconsin are getting more protection against disease and illness. New regulations require employers to offer shade and breaks when the temperature hits 80 degrees. Showerheads and urinals will need to be upgraded, and so will access to washers and dryers. 125 companies operated more than 260 regulated migrant labor camps in Wisconsin last year. Congress is hammering out a compromise bill to address the large number of people seeking asylum in the United States. Vina Iyer is an immigration law expert. She says misinformation about refugees' motives is making matters worse.
We're concerned about those folks trying to cross unsafely, being exploited.
Iyer says a southern border crackdown will make things more dangerous for people seeking asylum. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The attorney for the person of interest in the Elkhorn double homicide is on the record about his client. Thomas Rout Jr. is the person of interest in the deaths of Gina and Emerson Weingart. The attorney identified Rout. He has a history of felony convictions, including a bar break-in and arson. He was paroled early in 2020 and subsequently enrolled at Gateway Technical College. He appeared in a promotional video for the school last year. Rout is currently on a parole hold in jail and has not been charged in connection with the recent homicides. Downtown Racine this summer will be fluttering. The 23rd annual public art project by the Downtown Racine Corporation focuses on butterflies. 24 artists will be selected to participate in the project, with each artist getting $100 to adorn a metal butterfly. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Compete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Gus Fring, also known by his real-life name of Giancarlo Esposito, star of Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad, will play the lead in a new show for AMC called Parish. The show is a thriller set in the town of New Orleans. While speaking at a recent presser, Esposito called New Orleans a city of demons. On the show, he plays a luxury car dealer who will take them all on. Car salesman versus demons. That's a tough one. The series premieres March 31st, and I will be watching. As a network, AMC has a lot of street cred. Looking for a new show? Check out Fool Me Once on Netflix. Variety reports that the show just became the 9th most viewed English language TV show ever on Netflix. The show follows Maya Stern as she tries to solve her husband's murder. For last week alone, Fool Me Once was the 4th most watched show on Netflix, which is exactly when I had the pleasure of binging said program. Love me some color television. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 8 and 10 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We've got it all today. Unseasonable warmth as highs soar to near 50, thanks to strong winds gusting out of the south up to 35 miles per hour. We'll see pockets of sunshine, cloudy skies, scattered showers, and even a chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon and into the evening. Currently, it's 48.
The Todd Alba Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Changes,
good morning and welcome.
welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Switch on the board, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text at 844-967-2789. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon ruined. Just a reminder, tonight, the Minnesota Timberwolves at the Milwaukee Bucks. The game is at 6:30. You can listen on locally grown radio, WFHR, our friends in Wisconsin Rapids, on 1320 AM and 97.5 FM. He joins us every other Thursday at this time. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel sports reporter J.R. Radcliffe. How you doing, J.R.?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys
today? We are wonderful. Thank you. Bucks hosting tonight, and there's a NBA trade deadline.
Indeed. Yes, today is the day. We're really in the midst of it here because it's, 11:35 or so? We've got till 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, that's the official deadline, and already there have been some teams around the league that have made some trades. Nothing that's going to, you know, change the course of history, presumably. And the Bucks have been very, very active. That's sort of been the theme of this trade deadline, is that the Bucks seem to be in on every player. I would say that's not really common, but it sounds like they're just really in desperate search of some help defensively. There are a few names that have been floated. There isn't going to be like a perfect fit out there. The Bucks famously have traded all of their future draft capital, their first round picks, and most of the assets that other teams would want are kind of not theirs anymore, as they have tried to improve the team in past years for, you know, championship runs. They don't have a lot of assets to give for future drafts. They've already promised those to other teams. So it's a tough needle to thread. The general manager, John Horst, has shown that he can work with not a lot of, you know, with some limitations and create some pretty good roster moves that help the team. So we've got a couple hours here, but I know a lot of people in Bucks Nation are watching attentively, seeing if they can land somebody who's going to help this team out.
How are you feeling about Doc Rivers?
I mean, it's just too early to get a really good sense. And I mean, the whole thing with Doc Rivers that everyone is afraid of is his postseason track record. He's literally, the man has coached nine guys who are already in the Hall of Fame, and nine separate guys who probably will be in the Hall of Fame. Not for sure, but most of them for sure, and maybe all of them. So, and that includes Giannis and Damian Lillard on the Bucks team. He just hasn't gotten very far. He's won one title. He's gotten to another finals, but in 24 years, there's only, I think, only been one other like Eastern Conference finals even. He's just continued to fall short in that category. So I think the concern is what happens at the end of the year. Not so much now, even though the Bucks are struggling right now. They've had some injuries. Chris Middleton just left this last game. He's probably out now until after the All-Star break in the middle of this month. Brooke Lopez has been gone from the team with personal reasons. Damian Lillard missed that game. And the Bucks are so they're hurting. They're not winning. They're out on this West Coast trip, and they've lost 4-5. So people are in a bad place right now. But I don't think that's Doc Rivers. There's going to be a learning curve. There's going to be an on ramp here. So I'm not. It certainly doesn't point to him yet. A lot of data still to collect. I still think right now he is probably the right guy for this job. It just remains to be seen how that plays out when we get to the important part of the year.
Well, that begs a question then from me, as a not so in-depth basketball person, which is, it was Coach Adrian's first year, right, with the mm-hmm. team. What, and when he was fired, they had a winning season. So the learning curve for him versus Doc Rivers, how long will it be extended? And why are we talking learning curves when Adrian was given half a season, then he was out?
Yeah, no, I think that's a really, really good question and important point. And some of that is stuff we'll never know.
Yeah.
You know, what was it that made it so clear that midway through a season in which they were like 30-13,
yeah,
was Adrian Griffin simply not up for this task? And that's, I think they basically are admitting they made a mistake and brought in a guy with not enough experience to match what this team's aspirations are.
Yeah.
And more than that, when they hired Adrian Griffin, Damian Lillard wasn't on the team yet. They hadn't made that trade. So mm-hmm. the team that Adrian Griffin thought he was taking over is completely different than the team they got. Now, one player doesn't normally make that. Yeah, one player does make a big difference. I don't know if it makes such a difference that you like, well, we need a completely different coach. I think they just, you know, they did give him half a season to overcome the suspicion that maybe he just doesn't have the acumen for this.
Yeah.
And then they moved on. Doc Rivers, he's not going to get a big runway. He's not, you know, if they don't win a championship this season, there will be a lot of people who lay that at the feet of Doc Rivers. He does get more than a couple weeks to learn the personnel when he parachuted in midway through a season. Yeah. And to figure out what they were doing, what wasn't working, what is working, you know, how to tweak what they've already got. This is a tougher job than taking over at the beginning of a season.
Yeah.
But Doc Rivers has 24 years of experience, so you would expect that if anyone can parachute in and do it, it's him. I do think they'll give him – they're going to give – you know, obviously the rest of the season. They're paying three coaches. They can't afford another one.
Yeah, right.
So they'll give him the rest of the season and to really figure – and presumably beyond. But it is about the playoffs, and that is why he's here.
JS sports reporter J.R. Radcliffe is here as he is every other.
It's a tongue twister.
As he is every other Thursday. Go ahead, Greg. Sorry.
No, I mean, that's the other thing too. Is from what you know from my friends who are much more adept at this. Doc Rivers was working with the Bucks before they hired him, right? He was doing some consulting. Is that correct, or is that a rumor they passed along to me?
That is also a rumor I heard. I don't know if we've gotten official confirmation. Now it's probable that he was at least and consulting. Is such a big nefarious term. Nefarious is the wrong word, but it could mean anything. Nebulous. It could mean anything. It could mean that he took a couple meetings. It could mean that he was sitting in on practices. I don't think he was very hands-on. He's been working with ESPN. I don't think he was – he certainly wasn't in the building all the time or anything like that. And there wasn't a lot reported about that connection. So I don't know exactly. I'm fairly certain that you don't – let go Adrian Griffin unless you have some sense that somebody of Doc Rivers' caliber who's available is interested in the job. Otherwise, you're going to be, you know, really up a creek if you make that move without having some plan B in mind. So I am sure there was a relationship. I don't know how deep that went. And I don't know if it was extended to, he's here just in case Adrian Griffin doesn't work out and then we have this plan B. I don't think it was quite that official or anything like that.
Gotcha.
Moving, and so what, it's 52 degrees today now in downtown Waukesha. It's absolutely incredible, and I think this leads baseball fans to have thoughts of baseball.
It could be zero, I'm still thinking about baseball.
Thinking about baseball. That is Greg's sport, is baseball. What's up with the Brewers? What kind of moves are they up to?
Yeah, so they've made some interesting moves lately. Well, as everyone knows by now, they traded Corbin Burns, their ace starting pitcher, to the Baltimore Orioles for a couple promising prospects, guys who aren't like top 10 prospects in baseball by any means, but guys who will probably help them in the short term, like in 2024, and then beyond, hopefully. Certainly they'll be here in 2024, and some, whether right away, I don't know, but probably right away. And that was a pretty controversial move in among Brewers social media, because Corbin Burns has had four tremendous seasons. He's a Cy Young winner. Did they get enough for him is a fair question. Are they giving up in some way, shape, or form on 2024? He is a free agent after this season. The Brewers, no one thought the Brewers were going to be able to bring him back or had the relationship with him to bring him back. So it's 1 year of a great pitcher, the team's best pitcher the last few years, for a couple guys. And then you have to ask who's going to pitch for them. So they signed a guy named Jacob Junis, who's most recently pitched with the San Francisco Giants. Last night, they signed a catcher named Gary Sanchez, who has had a decent track record offensively and is actually quite a bit better defensively than I thought he was. He'd still be a backup catcher. Those two guys, the amount of money they make is almost exactly what Corbin Burns was making, you know, above the guys they got back. So, like, they pretty much were like, okay, we got a little extra money. We're going to go spend it on a couple guys, upgrade in a couple places, pitching depth, catching depth, and does it all come out in the wash? I don't think so necessarily, but they are looking at it a little. They're looking at ways to kind of sneak through here and also get something for this frontline starting pitcher who wasn't going to be here after this season.
My next question is hindering on a truth here. If it's true that Corbin Burns found out that he was traded via Twitter, and if that is true, isn't that just the cherry on the sundae of how disrespectful the Brewers really were to him in the past season and a half? I mean, going to arbitration for $650,000, and you know, you have literally one of the best pitchers in the league, and you don't do everything you can to make him stay and to make him feel welcome. I just feel like the last few seasons were just the fact that he even made it through the entirety of last season is shocking to me.
So Burns did find out before he saw it anywhere. He said he found out about a half hour before the rest of the world, which tracks. That's
okay.
These moves leak out so quickly, so teams aren't keeping a lot of people in the loop, and they're pretty much, you know, they have to announce it pretty shortly after it's consummated.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that is normal. As far as last season, and Burns had very nice things to say about the Brewers. It doesn't, you know, if there is a lingering resentment, he didn't betray that. You're referring to the arbitration process last year when they famously went to an arbitration fight. The Brewers won. It ended up being a difference of less than $700,000 for his salary last year. There's a lot baked into that, including league-wide implications for, and it actually came to pass where Zach Gallen, another Cy Young caliber pitcher for the Arizona Diamondbacks, just went to arbitration, and he got slightly more than what Burns made last year. If Burns had made all the money that he wanted last year, then Zach Gallen would have probably made more this year, because it just sort of, it's all about comparisons with other contracts, similar players, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Now, if you're a Brewers fan, you're like, I don't care about the rest of Major League Baseball. I care about the Brewers. Pay your best guy the money he wants, especially when it's less than $1 million, especially when it's not my money, and make him as happy as you possibly can. I completely understand.
Are you reading my diary?
You shouldn't leave it open on the coffee table at work, Greg. It's just not a good idea.
Whatever.
I completely understand that. I agree with it in some respects. I understand the complexities of the arbitration process, but if you're a team that just can't compete with the big dogs and free agency and stuff, make the players you have as happy as possible if they're amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, even if they're not amazing, make them as happy as you can.
Yeah.
Build a good organization, and then, you know, you don't have a situation where a player's like, yeah, they said horrible things about me. That's what happens in an arbitration hearing. But you just do not want it to get to that point. You cannot afford for it to get to that point. So that was a miss. The Brewers avoided all the arbitration cases this year, including one with Devin Williams that could have gone to arbitration. They made it a point to sign him and buy out his last year of arbitration. It's not lost on me that maybe that's, you know, a reflection of what happened last year. They don't want to see their star players speaking badly about this organization, talking about how awful this process is. Because, I mean, nobody wants to go through that, but especially when it's a star player, it looks really bad for the Brewers.
Journal Sentinel sports reporter J.R. Radcliffe is our guest. In the couple of minutes that we have left, J.R., I think the big important question is Taylor Bowl.
Taylor Swift, yes.
Taylor Bowl on Sunday. I think
it's
we should
big
just
one.
I think we should just rename it and call it that.
I thought you were going to ask about the Puppy Bowl.
Oh, well, that obviously is the bigger story of Sunday.
My daughter has asked about that many times. She's like, are we sure the Puppy Bowl is airing here? And I'm like, it's...
It's the 20th anniversary, JR.
I have Bally's. It better be on.
We cut the cord. Can we still get the Puppy Bowl?
Team Ruff versus Team Fluff with the Vince Lombardi trophy up for grabs.
That's the one thing I don't like about being in the dog world now is y'all have to make everything a pun.
Oh, stop it. Don't crush
it. And I'm saying that.
Don't pee on my joy.
Don't yuck your yum.
Life is rough, Greg. But I am a big fan of Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart. If they're still involved, I have no idea. I am probably going to get more invested than that than the actual game because the Chiefs versus the 49ers is boring.
Is it boring?
Really? Why is it boring?
I find it boring. Well, I think we just did this in 2019. They just had one of these where the Chiefs played the 49ers.
I don't know if you know this, JR, but they do this every year.
I know. I'm saying there's no variety here. The Chiefs have won a bunch. They obviously are, you know, defending champions. They're very fun to watch. I got nothing against them, and I'm happy for Taylor Swift and all her legion of fans. All that's great. I have no problem with that. I'm just bored with the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. They've had a lot of success. It'd be fun to see Baltimore or Detroit.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Detroit would have been amazing.
It would have been amazing. Really cool. And I think, you know, the poor Lions fans. There was just so many people pulling for him. It would have been great.
I would have bought a Lions hat and wore it. I would. So be pro Lions.
Any predictions for the outcome on Sunday?
I think it's going to be the Chiefs. I'm not impressed with the 49ers in the playoffs so far, but it's going to come down to the last. Well, I hope it does. I hope it comes down to the last few drives or drive. That makes great theater, you know. So at least I'm hoping for at least that. When we get into Super Bowl, two teams I don't care about, just make it competitive. Make it a fun play that we talk about for years to come. That's all you really need.
Is that so much to ask? I don't think
it's so.
J.R. Radcliffe.
I'm going to be stuffing my face with pizza rolls, so what does it matter, you know?
He joins us every other Thursday. Thank you so very much, J.R. And go Team Fluff! That's all I'm going to say.
Go Team Ruff!
We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Stay here. This is Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Changes dress you now. You're gonna get older. Time may change me, but I can't trace down. I said that time may change me, but I can't trace down.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
We know that finding the right gift for Valentine's Day can be a challenge for some, and we'd hate for you to forget. So WRJN and Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine area are teaming up to bring someone a prize-filled Valentine's Day celebration this year. Stop by Rasmussen Diamonds by Monday, February 12th, and register to win a fun Valentine's Day prize package that you can use anytime in the coming weeks. Of course, there'll be flowers from Bayside Garden Center, a one-pound box of chocolates in a heart-shaped velvet box. Marcus Theaters is providing movie tickets and an endless popcorn bucket you can use at Marcus locations for a year. Dinner provided by Saz's Statehouse in Tosa, and of course, a gift certificate from Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue in Racine. Rasmussen Diamonds has been Racine's local jewelry store for over 120 years, so it's only natural that they present this fun Valentine's Day giveaway. All you need to do is stop into Rasmussen Diamonds at 6220 Washington Avenue to enter by Monday, February 12th. Good luck from Rasmussen Diamonds and WRJN.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Kelby on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text at 844-967-2789. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Fun show today. Just flew.
You know, we're fun people here at the Matt Nair on Air. We just have a good time.
We try
to have a good time.
Tomorrow, Dan Schaefer will be here. We're going to be recombobulating on Fridays with Dan instead of our usual Tuesdays.
We got some cool guests coming up next week, too. Yeah. Can we announce the one?
Go for it.
For me, this is very cool. Milwaukee city engineer Kevin Muse, I believe that's a M-U-H-S, Muse, will be here. And we're going to be talking about the city's plan and goal of creating safer spaces for pedestrians, for drivers.
It's called traffic calming.
There you go. Yeah, there it is. He was featured in a video I saw, and I was like, whoa, my gosh, he's getting like national attention for the work he's doing. Let's have him on the show. So we'll be talking to Mr. Muse, and I'm very excited about that. And a couple other ones too. We're working. They got some in the
We got some in the works. I did want to share this before the top of the hour news. This came out this morning in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel piece from Alex Groth and Andrew Hahn. This is a Beyond the Cheese edition. If Wisconsin was a country, Greg Bach.
Yes.
Wisconsin would be the fourth largest producer of cheese in the world. In the world, baby.
Okay. All right.
Wisconsin produced more than 3.5 billion. Billion.
With a B, people.
With a B, baby. 3.5 billion pounds of cheese in 2022. That is equivalent to some 8,700 Boeing 747s with doors or 158 Eiffel Towers.
Boom roasted.
Or 158 Eiffel
Why
Towers.
Why do we use such ridiculous...
Because it's fun.
We made as much cheese as 2.8 million versions of my friend Chad.
The most common types of cheese in Wisconsin in 2022. Wisconsin led the nation in the production of cheeses like cheddar. We have the finest extra sharp cheddar cheese, I think. The only thing that would be a close second would be Irish white cheddar.
Okay. See, I have friends in Europe who think our cheese is funny. Because it's orange and yellow.
So they only have white cheeks.
Yeah, they're snobs about it. They're like, your cheese is gross. It's like, you've never had it.
Well, you have to try.
You've never had a Kraft single?
That's processed cheese food. I always like that they had to clarify that it counted as food.
You don't like it when your cheese bubbles on a big pile of meat?
So we are number one in the country for cheddar Munster.
I love Munster cheese. Oh.
Feta, which I would never have imagined.
Feta is very good, too.
Feta is lovely. Limburger, That's a more specific kind. Little tangier there.
Yeah, little stinkier.
A little bit there. Parmesan, Romano, and provolone. Love a good provolone.
I love provolone.
I do, too. Mozzarella and other styles accounted for almost a third of the cheese by weight. produced in Wisconsin in 2022. U.S. Department of Ag says Colby, Jack, and Monterey accounting for another 30% of cheese. This is a great thing to hang our hats on.
There we go.
I have been talking to our friend Pam Yonke, mm-hmm. the fabulous farm babe.
Lucky.
Who is now part of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Heck and
you
yeah.
can hear her reports at the bottom of the hour, which makes me very, very happy. So we're going to be having her on later in early in March. Early in March. Early in March, Pam's going to be back. She is a very, very busy person. She attends conferences all over the country. Yeah. She speaks at events. She's very involved with the FAA and all that stuff. And we love her. And she just brings a whole different...
The FAA?
Future... FFA. Sorry. She's also in...
She lives in Oshkosh.
She's also in aviation.
Yeah.
Who she's knew? A... She's so
Pam Yonke's a plane.
Sorry about that, Pam. The FFA, Future Farmers of America. But she brings a whole wealth of knowledge about the agriculture industry and what's happening in the agriculture industry. And speaking of that, tomorrow, Pat Kreitlow is going to be joining us.
Fantastic.
At 10:33.
I've met the guy. He seems nice.
He seems like a reasonable guy. Yeah. He has Up North News WI, upnorthnewswisconsin.com.
Yep.
And has a great article about our stalled farm bill.
Yeah.
Which is still stalled.
You know, I got to say, and I mentioned this earlier in the week, I've learned to love a lot of things about this state, and one of the things I've grown very, very akin to is the farmers of our state, and learning as much as possible. That's why I really suggest, if you can't listen to the Farmers Report, it is on early in the morning.
Yeah.
You can download it as a podcast. Learn about the farmers in the state. Learn about what they go through.
And what they deal with, yes.
And what they have to deal with. People, city people like us, politicians. It's a shock that they don't just throw their equipment down and go,
and
you
quit.
Make your own food then.
And quit.
Yeah. So yeah, I can't wait to listen to Pam and Pat talk about the state of farming here, because I think they're some of the most important people.
Pam was soliciting for stories from, because again, city kids, I don't think about this. This is baby season. This is animal baby season.
Ah, yes. I was like, wait,
and
what?
It's all mud right now.
Yes.
And so she was just looking for stories on how are you taking care of your animals in this season of mud?
Yeah.
And what a mess that's got to be. So, Pam Yonke, another wonderful asset to the Civic Media Radio Network. We're so happy to have her along. All right. News is coming up next, followed by the one and only Todd Father, the Todd Allbaugh Show from noon until 3 p.m. Thank you so very, very much. Sincerely for listening and calling and for texting. And I hope you have the chance to find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. Stay close. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great day.
And on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go. Go.
This
go, go,
is 1400 go. AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Tune in Thursday for a special Devil's Advocates Crudy live in Vegas for a rigged caucus to favor Trump and the Supreme Court hears oral arguments. Tune in. Devil's Advocates 4 to 6.
Join me, Lou Regani, as we explore the history of Racine, Kenosha, and Wisconsin. For over 30 years, I've told the story of our community, and now I'm excited to be part of Civic Media to continue this journey. So won't you listen in and even be part of the discussion? Tune your radio to 1400 AM or 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. You can always stream the show live by downloading the Civic Media app.
The Lou Regani Show, Sundays 7 till noon on WRJN.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.